You're listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast, episode number 105. Welcome to the All Day Ruck Off podcast, episode number 105. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. The All Day Ruck Off podcast focuses on the GRT and rucking community and includes interviews, motivation, and advice to keep you informed and get you ready for your next event. In this episode, I'm joined by Nick and Margie, who are married and ruck and complete Go Ruck events together. They've recently finished second place at the Star Course, where they're on a team together, and they've done a couple other Go Ruck events. We get into how they got involved in rucking and Go Ruck, how rucking has helped their marriage. They've got two kids, so how to ruck around their kids' schedules and how to get other workouts in having children. And of course, we talk about their first events, with Nick's being a heavy. This is a really fun interview, and I really hope you enjoy it. Before we get into the interview, I want to give a huge thank you to my buddy Anthony for supporting the All Day Ruck Off podcast on Patreon. I truly appreciate it. I just want you to know that. And as always, a huge shout out to everyone else who supports on Patreon and to you for downloading and listening to this. With all that said, here is the interview with Nick and Margie. Today, I'm talking with Nick and Margie. I'm really excited to have both of them on the call here. We're going to be talking about their first events, about rucking together, and just a ton of awesome stuff. I can't wait. Nick and Margie, how are you two doing today?
We're doing good. Very excited. I can talk forever about rucking.
Yeah, doing great. Been looking forward to this.
Me too. I've been looking forward to this as well. We've had this scheduled for a while, and I'm glad that the time's finally come. So thank you again, both of you, for taking the time so that all three of us could talk together.
Sure thing.
So we talked a little bit about this before we started recording, but I have to ask the question. Between the two of you, who got involved with rucking first and or Go Ruck, and how did you stumble across it or come upon it?
Yeah, that would be me. And the way I found it was interesting. I just finished 5 years of recruiting with the Navy. I'm a Navy reservist, but I took a five-year recall, and I was helping a guy who wanted to be a Navy SEAL. And he the first time I met him, he had a rucker or a GR1. With him, and I had no idea even what Go Ruck was, but he came into my recruiting office and was talking about that was one of the ways he was preparing to put his application in, and that was it. I'm the researcher, so I got on YouTube, got online, started searching, watched some of those original Go Ruck videos where you got people screaming and cussing and all that. And I was like, that's exactly what I would love to do. So, Cleveland Area Rucking Crew was in its early stages as well at that time, and I just showed up to a group ruck. It was January, probably 2017, I'm thinking. And the rest is history, as they say.
That's great. And those original motivational Go Ruck videos to get people to register were pretty intense.
Yeah, they were. They were not kind and gentle in any way back then.
Yeah, not at all. So did you tell Margie about this when you were going to your first ruck with Kark, what you're going to be doing or what you wanted to do?
I told her, but she was used to being married to someone who was a runner for years and crazy stuff like that. So I went, and she really had no interest at all at that point. I really didn't know what rucking was like a lot of people. But I went to that first group ruck, and then before you know it, I think it was like 5 months later, I'm signing up for my first event. And it wasn't until I signed up for Jeff Reeves' July 4th events, and you can just imagine what that's like, where she said, oh, maybe I'll do the light.
And no, I didn't say maybe I'll do it. He called and asked me if I would want to do the light with him.
Oh.
I didn't even have a ruck. I had no clue, really. I mean, he had told me about his events, but I honestly had no idea what a Go Ruck event was even all about. So I signed up for the light with Jeff Reeves, and I had zero clue as to what I was signing up for.
No.
So we had to order my ruck for that event.
In some ways, it might be better that way with a Jeff Reeves event.
Well, they make it sound so great. It's 100% finishing rate. It's fun. But then, you know, a Jeff Reeves light is basically a 6-hour tough. So.
Yes. So I got online and I researched the heck out of Go Ruck and everything that it said about you needed to make sure you had the Star Spangled Banner memorized. And there were different things about the White House that you needed to know and all sorts of 4th of July facts that you needed to know. So I did all my research. I was well prepared mentally with all the knowledge that we were supposed to memorize, but I had no clue what I was getting myself into. It's a light. It's supposed to be fun.
It is.
I'm not so sure about that. And I, the night before, because you did the what?
I did the July 4th tough in Cleveland.
What did I go watch?
She watched the welcome party. And if you ever want to terrorize your children and your parents, invite them to a Jeff Reeves welcome party. That's what I did. So she got to see the welcome party from his, you know, viewpoint, where we had people throwing up in the first 10 minutes. And she realized that the next day she was signed up for his event.
Yes. So I'm watching the welcome party the night before I'm getting ready to do my first Go Ruck event, which was the Cleveland 4th of July light. And I was honestly getting mad. I came home from that. I left him there because he was doing the whole event that night. I came home and I was mad because I thought, what in the world does he think I am capable of? There is no way I can even do any of that. I CrossFit, so I thought that's why I would be able to do a Go Ruck event. But it was a whole different level of everything that I was watching at his event that evening. So when I came home that night, I was mad that I was going to be doing the light the next day.
And Nick wasn't even there for you to be mad at. He was out at the event.
He wasn't.
No, but I got to hear it when I walked in with my tough patch ready to come home and pick her up and take her to the light start.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how, why you think I can even do this. And one key point was I didn't have gloves. And I said to him, this is a very important point. I had my ruck and I was all ready to go. I didn't have gloves. And he's like, oh, it's just a light. You won't need gloves. Those were famous last words as we were doing bear crawls and crab crawls within the first 15 minutes on rocky pavement. It was an experience, let me tell you.
So do you still have hands at this point or are those gone?
They were bloody stumps for a while, but they're recovered now. They're fine.
So Nick, you had called Margie and you said, do you want to do the light with me? Did you end up doing that light event as well? Or did you shadow or not take part in it?
Oh, no, I did it. I was right there with her, just encouraging her and going alongside her. Oh, definitely. Yeah, it was a tough light scavenger. So
that makes for a good weekend.
It was a great weekend.
Yeah, within the first 10 minutes, we were army crawling up wet grass with the sprinklers going off on us. And my arms were all skinned up. And at the end of that, he walked over and he said, I'm really sorry. And I said, it's okay. Because at that point, I wasn't going to quit. I would never quit. And we were just going to get through it. And we did.
And you did. I mean, you're here. You're both here. Both still alive, which is excellent. And you've done a number of events since, it sounds like.
Yes. Yep. So after that one, I said, I will never do another event again. But then kind of like having a baby, you know, after a while, the memories wear off and you're like, I need to go back and redeem myself because everybody says how much fun these are. And maybe this was just for my first experience, just a big eye opener. So we went back. Cleveland had a rock and roll one like a year later, wasn't it?
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they did a light, which... it was a light with no PT. It was just a lot of fun. Everyone was dressed up and Roy, a very large class, and it was a blast.
Yeah, I dressed up like Madonna and Nick dressed up like...
Brett from Poison.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
Isn't it interesting how different light events can be? I mean, that was a light event. The 4th of July event with Reeves was a light event. I mean, just huge differences based on the type of event and the cadre they're running it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were night and day. With Jeff, we were all bloodied and jumping in dirty public fountains. And with the other one, we were just playing like spin around a bat and try and run in a straight line. And it was really night and day.
So Margie, after your first event, it was at Light with Jeff Reeves. You said never again. And then, like you mentioned, you know, having kids. I remember that when my first was born, it's like, this is crazy. I'm not sleeping, never again. And then, you know, eventually it fades away. And so you came out for another event. Nick, I'm curious your thoughts after your first event. Did you have the same never again, or were you sold and ready for the next one?
Well, my first event was Detroit Heavy with Cadre, Heath, and CT. And I went into that, signed up for the HTL, and had a long talk with myself after that I was okay with not continuing, and I did it. So I got my heavy patch. But I had that. And I had a DNF, did not finish with my first 100-mile trail race back in 2008, where I made it at mile 55 or so. So there's this whole thing about redemption and trying to redeem myself and try to give that a shot. So I was definitely not, you know, I'm never doing this again type of attitude, because actually we did July 4th just a couple of months later. So I loved it, absolutely loved everything about it. And then eventually I would come back to the heavy again, but no, I know that Cadre selection, and that's the 21 year Navy veteran that I am. Cadre selection means a lot to me as far as who's going to be the cadre. And I feel like I'm a little too old and been in too long to get screamed at these days. So there's some awesome, awesome cadre in our community, and I try to seek them out a little bit. So it's very appealing.
Yeah. The selection of cadre, the ones that show up for the events, I mean, it's a world of difference. Like we've been saying, it definitely makes for a wildly different event. So you signed up. I mean, an HTL is a big thing to bite off for your first event. You completed the heavy, you've come back and done another heavy. Have you considered an HTL again, or is that not in the near future?
Yeah, that chapter is closed. I was signed up again for the Extortion 17 last summer in Columbus with Mocha Mike and Cleve. And I finished that heavy, which was, yeah, it probably took me to the worst breaking point mentally that I've ever encountered during that event. But I did finish it. And once again, I made the call to Margie to have a discussion while I was sitting in the back of my car, whether or not to head out to the tough start or not, made the decision not to. And still today, have no regrets about that whatsoever. And I have no intention to go back. I'm okay with closing that chapter. It's nice to have the bolts, but I don't need them. So I really just want to have fun doing what we do. And for us, it's covering miles. And then we found the star course, and that's really been a big hit for us. So we just enjoy what rucking brings to really our marriage and spending time together.
Yeah. And it can be tough, right? Because you see, you know, basically every week or every other week, Gork's running an HTL somewhere. So you're seeing the patches and you're seeing, you know, everyone posting up on social media, getting their bolts. And, you know, it gives, at least I don't have mine, it gives me the itch. But at the same time, I always have to, you know, step back. I look at the ages of my kids. I look at, you know, where I am in my life with my family. And it's like, this is not in the cards right now. And so just being able to square that away with yourself is important, because it's not all about the bolts. I mean, there's a lot of fun out there with rucking, just like what you said. You like what it brings for your marriage and getting the miles in together.
Right. I love the fact that they've moved to doing these events around historical events or tragedies or something to memorialize, you know, different things. So not to say I won't do more events, because I'm always watching and listening and paying attention to what they're doing. And Extortion 17, I was in Afghanistan when Extortion 17 went down, and I was on the flight line when all those SEALs went home, and I had a chance to tell my story. So, you know, Mocha Mike gave me that opportunity to tell the class about being there that night. So that was an event that I absolutely wanted to do, really just to honor those SEALs and people who died that night. And so when I see those type of events, I'm always watching. I don't have a goal of to do any certain number of things. I just keep watching and stay in shape and always be ready and try to help other people getting into rucking and passing on that wisdom.
That's great. That's always my goal too, is just to be in shape enough for whatever event I might want to do in the future. Because who knows, with Go Ruck, they bring out events and then the calendar's full. One day it's half empty, one day it's full, and it's nice to be able to sign up for them.
Right, and there's so many events anymore that you could really choose last minute to jump in on one. If one pops up and your calendar frees up, it's pretty easy to do that these days.
Absolutely. So you mentioned that one of the things that you like about Go Ruck events, about rucking, is what it's brought to your marriage. Do you both want to touch on that?
So I think, well, for me, coming from a background of long distance running, and now I ruck because I hate to run. So anything that I can do that I can talk while I'm doing it, because now we CrossFit in the mornings here in our garage gym. And when I can't talk while I'm doing CrossFit because I'm just, Nick has an engine. He has the intensity. I'm doing good just to show up. So I will continue to show up just like I showed up to run. But with rucking, you can put on your shoes. You can throw your ruck on your back. You can do it in the sun. You can do it in the rain. You can go out. I love to ruck in the snow. We do it with each other. And we can talk. We can walk in silence. We can stop and listen to the birds. We can stop and take pictures of a sunrise or of a sunset or what have you. It is just, it's time together. There's a purpose to it. There's distance to be covered. It's just, for me, it is my most favorite thing. I always say, I will get out of bed. There's a monthly ruck club here, and they do rucks the first Sunday of every month, and they start at 4 a.m. I will get out of bed at 2 a.m. on 3 hours of sleep and put my ruck on and go out and ruck for 12 miles. It's 12 miles every month. I will absolutely lose sleep, get blisters on my feet, get burn marks on my lower back, whatever. I don't care. I love to ruck. And when we did the Star Course a month or so ago, covering 50 miles with each other, which I have to say, when we signed up for the Star Course, I didn't know it started at 9 o'clock at night. It wasn't until a week before the event that I realized, oh my gosh, this starts at 9 o'clock at night. But that whole night together, just rucking all over Columbus together, we had a goal. We were good navigating together. It's just, I don't know. We just have fun, just the two of us out there together.
I love how the Star Course starts at night. I think it really makes that first part of the event, I don't know, really special, it feels like. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're starting when the sun's setting, and then it's kind of the coldest, darkest part of the day, and you just get to cover just a ton of miles with your team. And then things get a little hairy when it gets warmer and you're trying to finish on time. But that first 12 or 13 hours is just really, really special. At least I felt like at my Star Course. So the 50 that you did together, were you both on the same team? Was there anyone else, or was it just the two of you?
It was just the two of us.
Yeah.
Yep. And probably around, we started at 9 o'clock, probably around like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. We're just walking down the middle of the road in a neighborhood. There's no cars out. Nobody's awake. It's just quiet and dark. It's just a really cool experience.
I completely agree. And so whose idea was it to sign up for the Star Course?
I don't even know.
I don't know. One of us probably just dropped that after they did DC. And see, last June of 18, we did our first 50 miles together at the Eagle Up Ultra in Canal Fulton, Ohio, where it was a 5-mile loop. And we did that, 10 times. And so then the Star Course was born also last year. So in the back of our minds, like, well, we did 50. Now there's a Go Ruck event that's 50. And now they're offering one in Columbus, one of my favorite cities. And Mocha Mike lives down there, so the chances of him being the cadre are highly likely, which he was. It wasn't a very difficult sell at that point because we had done it. She loves the ruck. And maybe I'm playing on that a little bit because I know that she can't say no.
And it's a pretty easy, it's only two and a half hours from our house. So it's an easy drive down.
We drove down that night. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there was nothing, it's hard to say no to that. In the time of year, early April, it could rain, but it's not going to be hot. So yeah, we went for it.
That's great. And it's time you get to spend together. So, I mean, why not?
Right. Yeah, I thought our next event, because you have to come up with your team name, our next event is going to be, our name's going to be Rucking From Our Kids. It's always fun just to get away, just the two of us.
Absolutely. So let's talk about kids for a second. So I take it if your next team name will be Rucking From Our Kids, I take it you have kids?
We do. We have two daughters. Our oldest daughter is 18. She just graduated from high school. And our youngest daughter is 16, and she's going to be a junior in high school next year. She's working on her driver's license right now.
It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. You can talk about Catherine got her first truck.
Our oldest, she was talking about buying another backpack. You know, they buy a backpack a year or whatever. And at the same time, they had just announced they were clearing out those Echoes. And there was, I think, five or six left of the Wolf Gray. And basically, I sold my 18-year-old on getting her first ruck. So she's got a Wolf Gray Echo that, of course, will never be produced again. And going to college, got room for her MacBook. And so, yeah, so we brought, there's one, we got one more girl to go to get a ruck for. But
that's perfect.
Yeah. It is.
Now you just have to figure out how to get her on your Star Course team.
Exactly. Now, I think the Star Course is an event that, I think it's a good testament to a marriage that when you can finish strong. I mean, we were second place in Columbus, and the first place team were two married couples. It's pretty awesome because, you know, whoever you truly are, you know, comes out during any GORUCK event, and definitely during a Star Course, because you're going to be sleep deprived and things are eventually going to hurt pretty bad. But to come out of that on the other side and, you know, go through the peaks and valleys at different times with each other and be able to pick each other up and forge through, there's so much value, you know, in events like that. It's not, yes, the patch is nice, and yes, the patch is on my ruck still, and, you know, it's still the one I love probably the most next to the Extortion, but there's a lot of value that comes along the journey.
It's so true. And so stepping back for one second, you both have kids. Do you have any issues getting the miles in, getting the rucks in, having children, or does it all, you know, planning it out run pretty smoothly?
We don't really have any kind of plan when it comes to rucks, essentially. I mean, we do CrossFit, like she said, 5 days a week, and often Margie will go out on her own during the week nearby town and go 4 or 5 miles along the river, and then we do a monthly ruck that we plan. I take my ruck with me to work every day. I get 15-minute breaks, and I ruck a mile around downtown. It goes with me everywhere I go. And occasionally, we just put in some distance. So we fit it in when our girls are working. Sometimes rucking is part of our CrossFit workout that we do. And sometimes we join in with Kark and something they're doing. So it is very haphazard, I guess, unplanned, spontaneous, how we do it. So we don't have any type of planned training with that. We just know we can cover the distance. And because we feel really in the fittest shape of our lives, now we're both 46 years old and we feel the best that we've ever felt. We know we can put the time in. We know it's a mental game. Of course, it's a foot game too, taking care of your feet, things like that, because that can end it. But really, it's that mental fortitude and knowing that we've been there, done that before, and we continue to be overall pretty fit. That's how we approach it all. There's no real planning. There's no real big training plan that we follow.
Right. Tuesdays are generally my rucking days. I work Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm off. So Tuesdays, I generally reserve that day solely for stuff that I want to do for myself. So Tuesdays are my rucking days, and that's when I take my dog and I just head out to the trail. Sometimes I go with a girlfriend. She does not ruck. but she will walk. She can walk fast enough because I like to walk with a purpose. So I don't use earbuds. I don't listen to music. It's just me out on the trail, typically with our dog, and I ruck with a purpose, but I don't follow any type of training plan. Some days I'll go out and I'll feel like I can do four. Some days I'll go out and I'll have different, like different trails. Where we live, there are trails that like meet in the middle and you kind of go out. So you're doing like pie shapes and you'll go out and back, and then you'll go out and back another trail and out and back another trail. So not too long ago, I said, you know what? Because I've done all of those trails just at a single time, I'm just going to go out today and I'm going to do all three and see how long it takes me. So it ended up being like 14 point something miles. And I was just committed to covering all three of those trails, but I don't necessarily follow a training plan. I just get out and ruck whenever I can, but Tuesdays are my designated rucking days.
I think as a parent, that's almost critical to not follow a training plan. I know before I had any children, I had very strict training plans when I was training for marathon and half Ironman and all of that kind of stuff. And then as soon as kids came, training plans ended up just stressing me out because there was no way to fit in the right number of miles and the right heart rate zones on the right days. And
right. And as soon as I have a plan to follow, it's no longer fun. Like, I just want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And as soon as I know I have to go out and ruck 12 miles next Saturday, it's no longer fun for me.
Right.
So I just do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Yeah. And it's so, so true. Some of the best rucks I have are ones where I just go out and I start going down roads and find some other roads and end up having to use my phone or my GPS watch to get me back home because I've just gone down so many stray roads to figure out where they lead. And some of the more stressful rucks I've ever done have been, I need to get this many miles in on this many, you know, on this day. And I only have a couple hours to do it. And it adds a bit of stress. So there's one thing that I want to jump back to, Nick, that you mentioned, that you feel like you're in possibly the best shape of your life right now. And you say that having, it sounds like, a history of long distance running, that it sounds like both you and Margie have experience with long distance events, you know, doing a lot of fit activities like that. And so I'm curious, what about rucking or what about your current working out together makes you feel like you're in the best shape compared to, you know, the historical endurance that you've had?
Yeah, growing up as a kid, I didn't really do much of anything physical. I think I ran track once in high school and that was the end of it. And I was served on active duty for 10 years. And in the Navy, most people know, they PT test you twice a year and you can get away with not doing much more. And that was pretty much me back then until I found running back in, I think it was 1997 or so, and I ran my first marathon. And then that led on to 17 years of lots and lots of marathons that turned into ultras, that turned into a couple hundred milers. But I never lifted a weight in my life. I did very few upper body anything. So I had strong legs, and that was just about it. And back in November of 2014, friends of ours here invited us to go to our first CrossFit class. And I was instantly hooked. I went from a hater of CrossFit to someone who loves it. And eventually, a couple years after that, we brought it all home. We actually added on a third car garage to our house. And that third car is basically a mini CrossFit gym. And that's where we are every day. So because of that, and then it mixes very, very well with things like rucking, because the upper body strength, physically my body changed from being, I guess, narrow at the shoulders and wider at the waist, because running, just running necessarily isn't going to trim that down, to reversing that literally along with nutrition. Both of us, we watch our nutrition tightly. We weigh and measure our food and things like that. And that, along with a functional fitness type of lifestyle, has transformed us to where our endurance is really, really good. So when it comes to rucking and just carrying weight, it is a great complement to what we do out there. And I continue to see progressions and new records and different things like that as I progress in the CrossFit world. And really, rucking just, it's another bit of variance to do with what I already do every day. So I don't know if that answers the question, but I know I couldn't lift a weight or anything. I had no upper body anything back then, and now I can completely hold my own. And I'm definitely not the gray man when it comes to an event. I love to get under the weight and help people out. So that's why I go to those events. If I do any events anymore, it's really, I'm going for the team. I'm going to help other people. I so do not want to be solo out there. I want to help out. So it all works together.
That definitely answers the question. And I think that's so smart to bring the gym home that you mentioned. I know that I haven't personally had a gym membership in years. And I've just been running, rucking, and then doing a bunch of sandbag workouts. And I've noticed a lot of gains, especially in performance when it comes to Gorok style events. I mean, I'm sure some of my my max lifts are terrible, but at the same point, I'm able to work out in my garage with, you know, two baby monitors right there in case something happens upstairs versus getting no workouts in, trying to go to the gym and finding time for that. So,
yeah. Right. And that's where the kids factored in too, when you asked about kids, because when we were going to the gym, we were going early in the morning and they were home in the morning. We have an alarm on our house and we have a dog, and our CrossFit gym that we went to wasn't that far from our house. But still, kids add a whole different dimension to trying to work out. So yeah, we have a 10-step commute to our gym now, which is very nice, right through our garage.
Can't get much better than that. And it's so true that kids have a whole new factor on there, and it's for me at least, it's turned it really into anything is better than nothing. And so found some things that provide a whole lot of anything. So it's been good once I figured out a good routine. So Margie, we just talked with Nick about how he feels in his endurance, his shape, since he stopped doing only running and moved into rucking and CrossFit. And so you mentioned that your background, you had done a couple long distance runners. You were a long distance runner as well. Did you notice any differences incorporating CrossFit and incorporating rucking and how you feel compared to when you're doing primarily running?
Absolutely. I'm a terrible, terrible runner, terrible. And I didn't enjoy it at all. I was just trying not to be chubby. And that was the only thing that I knew to do was running. So when we started doing CrossFit, and then I learned more about nutrition, and then you factored in the rucking, I honestly feel like one key thing for me too is through CrossFit and rucking, especially with the 250 milers that we've done, I have learned how to generate intensity. I have learned mental fortitude. Nick was born with being able to generate intensity, and he was born with mental fortitude. Those are two things I have had to learn, and I'm not always good at them, but I've gotten much better. And especially in the Go Ruck world, it's predominantly men. So like when we were at the Star Course, there were not a whole lot of women out there. So even though I told Nick from the beginning, I don't want to know our mileage. We will just keep going until we finish. He knew all along where we were mile-wise because he was our main navigator. But I could only tell physically how I felt. I knew about where we were mileage-wise. And so right around mile, probably between 42, 45, I was talking to myself. I was probably talking to him. I'm not going to not finish this because I have to represent. I'm one of the very few women out here. I'm doing this 50 miler. I did not come out here to cry. I did not come out here to quit. We are going to finish this. No matter how bad my feet hurt, no matter how bad I hurt all over my body, we're going to finish this. But honestly, CrossFit and rucking, the two of them combined, we really are in the best shape of our lives. Wasn't it the Go Ruck put out the five workouts that we just did? That was a Go Ruck What was that?
It was the last month's the Girl Rock Challenges. It was five works. It was the military and the first responders and
teacher and EMS and police officer.
Right.
Like we did all of those, and I mean when I go to the store and I see people our age that we went to high school with, we're 46 years old, and they are in the hover rounds in the grocery store. They are morbidly obese. They look like they're 75 years old. I do not want to be that person.
That's good motivation.
Yeah. If you find something that you enjoy doing, which for me, I love rucking. I don't love CrossFit, but it is something that I enjoy enough that we do together that I show up every day. I don't love it like Nick loves it. I love to ruck. And those two things, they go hand in hand.
I like that. There's a lot of things that I don't enjoy doing by myself, but if I'm doing them with my wife, then at least I have her there as well. And her company at least makes me like it a bit more.
Right. Right. And our first 50 miler that we did last year that we rucked, I had done a 50K. So that's 31 miles the year before. I rucked that the year before. And so when I went into the 50 miler last year, with the intent of doing the 50 miler, Nick told me, you're going to get to the place where you're going to want to quit. And I really didn't believe him because up through about mile 35, I felt great. But once we hit mile 35, had he not been with me, I would have quit. I absolutely would have taken my shoes off, taken my ruck off, and I would have been done. But because he was there with me and we did it together, we finished. And that is what builds on your mental fortitude. You get a little stronger mentally and physically with every event like that. And that's how I knew I could do the star course. And we did. And we finished second.
That is still so cool that you both finished second. That must have felt great.
It did, because we honestly thought we were going to be one of the last ones coming in, because it felt like it was taking us forever. But when we walked up there and they said we were second place, we couldn't believe it.
So looking at future events together, do you think you'll be doing more of the Star Course wrecking events, or do you see more of the challenge side of the Gorak House events?
Most likely it's Star Course. We're kicking around a few things. I know even last night she threw out possibly going down to Cincinnati and doing the marathon distance down there. And New York City, we love New York City. And thinking about starting off at 9 p.m. in New York City with a list of waypoints that they could probably give you 100 waypoints for that event without even blinking, that's extremely appealing coming up at the end of September. So we're thinking about that. It's also appealing even making a road trip to HQ and going down for the 50 miler down there in Florida. So I don't see 2019 ending without another patch at the Star Course. I'm just not sure which one it's going to be. In the future events, there's nothing on the calendar right now, but I'm always just paying attention to that. I probably punched all the cards for the heavy that I ever want to punch. So if anything's in the future, it'd probably be a tough event that means something to me personally. Other than that, it's really about just leading small rucks locally and mentoring other people, helping them, how to buy their first ruck and training and foot care and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and the rucks that we've been leading, well, I do the monthly rucking challenges, and then we also lead monthly rucks. I'm a coordinator with Team Red, White, and Blue, and Nick just does it for fun. So we kind of coordinate them together, but we lead monthly rucks here, and we have different people show up every single month. The first month that we did it, it was, I think, December or January. It was freezing cold. There was a lot of snow on the ground, and we honestly thought we would be the only two people, and that's fine. We'll go out for a ruck, just the two of us. We had like six or seven people show up, and consistently each month since then, different people, but always five, six, seven, eight people will show up. And most of them, a lot of them, it's they're very new into rucking. They'll show up with a backpack with weight in it just to see what it's all about.
Yeah, it's about the only time you see a Jan Sport at any rucking event.
Yeah, those don't tend to last too long at a challenge style event, but they're great for your first ruck.
They are, and what I wanted to do was have events locally here that I could lead that were really low barrier to entry, meaning not scaring you with a log or some PT or anything. So the way we do it, we call them ruck and brews, and we just planned our seventh one for the end of this month, and we're going to do the peanut butter ruck that Rucking Challenges has put out for this month. And we choose different craft breweries in the area, and we'll look and see when they open. Say they open at 11 o'clock, 11:30 on a Saturday, and we'll just back it up 90 minutes, and we'll do a ruck for 90 minutes, which usually equates to 5.5 to 6 miles. And we'll either park at the brewery or somewhere close, and then we ruck together, and often you got somebody in there that is brand new, never rucked in their life. And then we break bread and, you know, enjoy some adult beverages afterwards and part ways. So it's really worked out quite well, and people continuously show up. And like Margie said, there's always somebody new showing up, which is awesome. Just passing that on and seeing somebody get on fire about something that they had no idea even existed is motivating to keep on doing it.
And then plus you get to enjoy a craft brewery as well. So it's a win-win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Something that we also love.
Both of you, the amount of rucking you're doing in the community and the events you're putting on, I mean, it's transcended past just training for GORUCK events. Do you have advice for people who are trying to get their spouse into rucking? I mean, ways to do that? I mean, possibly through like these, like you said, ruck events that aren't terrifying, that there's no log, that you end somewhere enjoyable. Do you have advice for people who are looking to do that?
I would tell that person to start out with just taking a walk, honestly, you know, grabbing a backpack and putting some weight in it. And just the whole, I know it's a marketing term with, you know, low barrier to entry, but it's the truth. You woo people into that by just putting some weight in your pack and going for a walk. I mean, that's what rucking is. And that's where it all started before there was any type of a challenge event. So doing it that way versus sharing a YouTube video, which is good to terrify somebody, really just an invitation is key in showing up. So that personal invitation, I mean, we have somebody, like I said, I'm still in the Navy, and over the weekend I have somebody, she's probably in her mid-20s, and out of the blue, she said, you know, she wanted to know more about rucking. No idea even what the term means. And then last night, she said she's going to come out to that peanut butter ruck at the end of the month. She's going to show up. And that's where it's all at. You know, people show up to these things by personal invitation. So, you know, taking a step down off of the mentality that we all have in the GORUCK Tough page of GRTs and being more, hey, let's just go for a walk. I mean, you want to go down, you know, walk the neighborhood? Okay, let's just throw a pack on our back and start there. That's where I started at. And then people, you know, they may fall in love with it from there. We'll see.
Yeah, I just recently had that conversation with our dentist who was asking me about the Star Course because he knows that we do all sorts of crazy things. And he said he was looking for something to do with his wife because he's a runner. She doesn't really like to do anything running. So he switched over to biking, but she can't bike. And I said, well, if she can walk, she can ruck. So I gave him some, like, our Cleveland area rucking crew, told him to find that on Facebook, told him about the rucks that we do, just told him, just put some weight in a backpack and just go for a walk. But I think a couple of the things that people are nervous about is the PT. So I make sure anybody that questions if they show up for a ruck, are we going to be picking up logs and carrying them? And I assure them, if I am at the ruck, there will be no PT. We are simply moving forward with a purpose. There will be no burpees. There will be no bear crawls. There will be no buddy carries. You will just be moving forward.
Now, I am known to throw a few sandbags in the back of the car because if some of my fellow beasts show up, we're going to bring out some sandbags. But typically, though, if I advertise it as such, you know, we stick to that and keep it that way.
Yeah, and it's tough because GORUCK's been around for a long time. There's a lot of information about GORUCK out there, and it wasn't until 2018 that GORUCK added an event that was focused around just pure rucking. except for, I mean, they did kill that 5K a couple of years before that, but they didn't promote as hard as they promoted the Star Course. And so when people go out there and look for rucking, they find a lot of Gorek Light, Gorek Tough, Gorek Heavy videos, a lot of PT, and a lot of yelling. And that's really not what, you know, rucking is.
Right. And it's not appealing to everybody. Just like, and Marge is a perfect example. The attraction of an event, that's not her cup of tea in any way, shape, or form. She just loves to get out there and ruck. She may have said it a few times so far during this talk. I would venture to say that's the majority of the people out there. They don't want to beat down. And when you think about from a GoRuck company standpoint, that was founded selling rucks that, you know, morphed into having events, talking about making better Americans and the social aspect of it and getting together and service projects. I mean, that peanut butter ruck, we're loading up and taking products, non-perishables, to a veteran's transition home. That's what we're doing that day. So doing things like that, you know, carrying Old Glory and just kind of just sharing that love of moving, fitness, and just being better people around each other. I mean, that is where it's at. I hope the Star Course stays around for a long time. And I hope it's not something, I know that supply and demand definitely drives what GoRuck does. Now we have almost every event out there now is themed after something. And the Star Course is around still because people are showing up. And I hope it keeps going that way.
I hope so too. The Star Course I did in Seattle was one of my favorite events that I've done in a long time, just because of the whole small team aspect, you know, spending 20 hours out there just rucking, enjoying the weather, enjoying the city. I mean, it was just the perfect amounts of everything combined together in a great event.
Yeah, and you get to see parts of the city. We saw parts of Columbus that we had no idea were even there. And since we did that, we've talked about, we kept our Star Course waypoint list because there's like five things I'd like to go back down to Columbus and do while they're open during the day. There were some really cool things down there that we had no idea even existed.
Isn't that interesting how that works? I mean, you can visit a city numerous times, and then you go there for a GoRuck event and you find things that you never even knew were there.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. That coupled with several of our waypoints were around the OSU campus. So we got to see a lot of shenanigans going on that night too. It was a really fun time.
That's great. And so what are your thoughts, Margie, on traveling for an upcoming Star Course event? Is that something you get excited about, traveling for events, or is that something, do you like staying closer to home?
I love to travel. So if we, like yesterday, I was pulling up Banff, Canada, thinking we could go ruck up in Canada. And that's what led me to, let me look up where all the Star Courses are. So we could, if we did a Star Course in August, we could do another Star Course in September. I'm all about traveling. And if you throw your ruck on, that just makes it even better. That's what I like about the Star Course, the different distances, which I think is a really good way to get people involved with just rucking. I think there's a 12-miler, there's a 20-mile, and there's a 50.
And a 50, right.
So if you can move forward for even 12 miles, you can go do a Star Course 12-miler. I think you can pull in a lot of people of all ages.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I'm all about the travel. If it involves going to a destination, I'm all about it.
And really with the way Airbnbs are, that's what we did in Columbus, and that's what we'd probably do just about anywhere else. There's so many different options where they're having these events in these cities. Airbnb is most likely super prevalent and low cost and super flexible. So you just book that thing for, you know, after the finish and put it in a place where you want to hang out and maybe go relax somewhere. And that's kind of how we approach it and how we plan our event.
That's a great plan. I know if my wife were interested in these events, that we'd probably be doing a lot more traveling. It'd probably be pretty dangerous for our checking account.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we took second place, we got the $200 credit to Go Ruck, which you can use for events. So I was like, oh, we could just put our money back into it and do another star course. So
there you go.
Fast enough to place, and then you could just keep doing events based on your winnings.
Yeah, just keep rolling it forward event after event.
Yeah.
That's a perfect plan. So looking at events as a whole, I know I usually get into seasons where I get really excited about some events and then I stop focusing on other ones. I mean, it seems like you both love getting out there, putting on your own events around locally, doing the Star Course events. Do you see an end in rucking, or do you see yourselves just keep going, keep going, keep going?
I don't see any end at all, honestly. My ruck's always with me. It's in my backseat of my car right now. So everywhere I go, I typically have it. And if I'm going to go for a walk, my ruck's on my back, whether it's a mile or 5 miles or whatever it happens to be. We even incorporate our little date nights. If the kids are out and doing something and we're going to go out and get dinner, we often will incorporate a ruck along the river and then drop the rucks in the car and go eat dinner. So it's kind of like a way of life that has made its way in. As far as events, we're just going to kind of go with the flow. And we're two proud GRTs that will, you know, love to share the love about the community and just keep watching. I don't see any into it whatsoever. It just works well because we do it together. I spent, I was a distance runner with marathons and everything else for 17 years. And the overwhelming majority of those years were spent alone on the trails. It took me away from home for hours upon hours. And now we have something that we can do together hours upon hours. And honestly, our pace that we maintain together, I'm a good deal taller than Margie, but she still stays with me. And our pace matches extremely well. And we're just a great team out there. So I can't imagine, unless one of us were broken in some way, I can't imagine it ending anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't see us ever not rucking. Me in particular, because as long as I can walk, as long as I can keep moving forward, there's no reason why I can't. And the older I get, the less old I want to be. So I kind of feel in some ways it makes me stay young and healthy and strong. You know, when I'm 70, if I fall down, I want to be able to get back up. So I will continue to do whatever it takes to make sure I stay strong.
There's nothing wrong with wanting that. We've talked about a lot here in this call. We've talked about your first events. We got into the events you enjoy the most together, training together, ways you manage training around kids, rucking around town, putting on your own events. Is there anything that we might have missed that either of you want to make sure that we talk about?
The only thing I would say is, don't keep it to yourself and just be authentic and share it with people. Doesn't mean to overshare it, but just like me, I take my ruck in to work every day. I don't say anything about it, but people see it sitting there, which it spawns the question, what is that? And I'm more than happy to pick it up and say, oh, just hold it for a second. And, with a 30-pound plate in it, most people, it goes straight to the ground. They have no idea what's coming. But it's just being authentic and just sharing your story along the way is all I would say. I think we've covered our path pretty well. Mm-hmm. And we've been married for 26 and a half years now. So mm-hmm. Married right out of high school. And, this is something that we just love to do together. And I think I hear a lot of people talking about they can never work out with their spouse, and let alone they can definitely never coach their spouse, but they can't even work out with them in the gym or anything like that. And that's sad because, you have this one life and you swore these vows to this other person that you're going to live the rest of your life with. So to find something that you can both do, and we, hopefully most of us can walk. If you can walk, you can ruck. So that's one of the selling points I tell people. It's like, hey, there's no impact. I was a runner for years. This is something that we can all do. Heck, you burn twice the calories going out for a ruck, and just give it a try. So that's what I would just encourage people to do.
Yeah. And I guess I would also just reiterate, if you can't afford a Go Ruck backpack, don't start out with that. Just grab one of your kids' backpacks, put cat food in it, put a weight in it, put whatever you can put in it just to put some weight in it and just walk out your front door. There's zero impact on your knees. If you can move forward, move forward. And don't let the fact that you don't have a Go Ruck backpack on your back stop you from rucking.
Yeah, invite people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did the 86 for 86, which was Rucking Challenges challenge a couple months ago, where they were honoring the 86 firefighters who lost their lives last year. And we rucked stairs in a library in the middle of the winter. And even if the way we see it is, if it's only going to be us that shows up, that's okay. But it's never that. Somebody always shows up. It's always more than just one, too. If it's two or if it's 10, that's community. So I say, don't keep it to yourself. You know, share it with other people, with social media, things like Facebook or your circles, whatever it is out there. Just throw it out there. And then you have so many things that are equipping you to do it. You have Rucking Challenges putting things out. You have Go Ruck putting monthly challenges out. They put that Elevation Ruck out a few months ago. So we met, you know, just down the street from the Football Hall of Fame, and we rucked the McKinley Memorial Steps. And I met Margie, and I were the only people. We knew each other, obviously, and everyone else that showed up that night I had never met in my life before. And we had a total of six people showed up. So those other four people, I had never even met them in my life. Wow. Yet they showed up, and now we have four more connections in the community. Mm-hmm. And
that's a big point. We have made some great friends. One of the girls that I rucked the Eagle Up Ultra with this past weekend, this was her first ultra. She did the 50K. I did the 50K. We have made some really great friends. And I attribute it to, I can talk while I ruck. And I love talking to people. You meet people from everywhere. You develop some really good friendships that when you're out running and you can't run and talk at the same time, you can't really carry on a conversation. But when you're able to ruck and talk at the same time, you make some really, really good friends.
It's so true. And it's, you know, one of the things I've noticed getting out there and rucking, that my ruck pace is very similar to a lot of other people's pace. And if I'm rucking faster, then I can just grab a sandbag and that will slow me down. And you can, you can hold a conversation versus running, where some people run 12-minute miles, some people run 14-minute miles, some people run 6-minute miles. And a lot of the time it's impossible to carry on a conversation and build community during it. So being able to do something physical, being able to get outside, enjoy the weather, and, you know, spend time together.
Mm-hmm. It's
pretty... And Brian, that's a great strategy you mentioned, that sometimes we'll go out and I may be feeling especially, I don't know,
frisky
to push the pace tonight. So instead of 30, I might walk out in the garage and grab two extra 10-pound plates and make it a 50-pound ruck. And that's a great way, especially if you have some newbies and you're feeling really good, weight yourself down, add more weight. Why not take on the more challenge to force yourself to slow down, to be conversational and talking to the people around you? Otherwise, you show up as an experienced GRT or rucker and to an event, you're going to cover 10 miles with your 30-pound plate, and you got some new folks there that you leave in the dust. I mean, that's kind of counterproductive. Yeah, weight yourself down. I mean, sandbags, one way to do it, but throwing some extra plates or anything in your backpack, or your backpack, your ruck, is a great way to kind of, without saying a word, slow yourself down and stick together. So great tool to pull out when you need to.
Yeah, it's great how you can level the playing field while keeping the same pace, and everyone gets a good workout in. Well, Nick, Margie, thank you both so much for, you know, just taking all this time to chat with me about your experiences rucking as a couple. And this has just been awesome. I really, really appreciate the both of you, and I appreciate you both taking all this time out of your day to talk.
All right, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It's been fun.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast. This has been episode number 105. I had a great time talking to Nick and Margie, and I really hope you enjoyed listening to it. If you want links to anything we talked about during the show, you can head on over to the show notes alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-105. Or if you're listening to this on a podcast player, just hit the show notes button and they should be right there. I'm not sure if I'll ever be able to get my wife rucking again, but I hope so. And I'll try and use some of the things I learned in this episode to get her out there. We'll see. If you want to support the All Day Ruck Off podcast, there's a couple ways you can do that. As always, you can leave a review on either Apple Podcasts or on Facebook. Just search for All Day Ruck Off. You can also share the podcast with your friends and fellow ruckers. That is always, always appreciated. If you want to support the podcast financially, we've got the store, alldayruckoff.com/store. And then we've got Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/alldayruckoff or check it out in the show notes, or you can support the podcast and get access to some additional content. Finally, if you're buying something from GoRuck, you can support the podcast through an affiliate link, acrt.us/GoRuck or alldayruckoff.com/GoRuck. And finally, one of the best ways to support, downloading and listening. Truly appreciate you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed all the previous content we've got and the content to come. An awesome interview coming next week with Cadre Shredder that I'm already excited to release. Thank you so much again for all of the support, and don't forget, attitude is everything, keep yours positive, and drink hard, ruck harder.